The pre-game interview.
The Cats and the Bombers to meet on the first Sunday in May. A man who hopes to be there. Well, hopefully he'll be there come March 22 against Collingwood. Off-season knee surgery has slowed him and put that 138-game consecutive streak in some jeopardy. Or has it? Zach Tuohy, good evening. Welcome to Carrick Football for Prestige. Jaco.
Good to be here, boys. How are we?
Very well. Can you give us an update? Everybody wants to know, how is the knee and will we see you in round one?
Yeah, it's tracking really well. Made a lot of progress in the last few weeks, especially. Obviously, with this type of injury, the change of direction stuff is what's last to come. And the last few weeks, that's felt pretty much good to go. But look, round one's going to be a race. There's no doubt about that. Haven't had a pre-season, basically. So it's just a question of how long it's going to take me to get up to speed, which might be rounds two or three if it is round one.
Two-part question. Did the knee hinder you in 2018? And if it did, well, either way, what was the issue in the end that made you had to go under the knife?
It kind of happened in the final against Melbourne. And I think it might have just been a wear and tear thing, and it just unfortunately kind of went at about halftime in that game. Wasn't looking to crash hot coming up the race at halftime, and we got it scanned after the game, and there was a lot of cartilage damage that had to be cleaned out. So right now it's just kind of bone on bone, and with that type of injury, you just can't rush it back. You have to let it heal kind of naturally, I guess, which is what slowed me down so much.
Yeah, would that have ended your season if the Cats had progressed?
It would have been very risky for me to play the following week, as far as I'm aware.
Zach, are you a naturally fit Irishman, or are you a sort of your normal
run-of-the-mill couch potato? I'll stop you right there. I'm reasonable. I wouldn't say I'm a naturally fit guy. So Mark O'Connor's is very much one of the fittest at the club from day one.
So you don't bother chasing him then?
No, I've done me time chasing players.
So what do you do then? Obviously, how do you sort of go about trying to keep your fitness up? And it must be pretty mundane and boring, I'd imagine, at times.
Yeah, it can be. Fitness isn't actually the issue. It's just the conditioning in the legs. So I've been doing an awful lot of cross training, and I've still been doing some running on Ultra G, and I've been able to get out and do a lot of running outside in the last few weeks. But fitness itself isn't the problem. It's just getting your legs used to that kind of the crash and bash of just running again. Which will come back really quick. But I wouldn't be good to go tonight, that's for sure.
I'm sure you've played with injury before, given you've strung together, 138? How have you found the pre-season being sidelined and having to do this work away from the group?
Well, when I was really confident I'd be back and going, up and going by now, I actually didn't mind the idea of a different pre-season. It's my 10th season in the league, and I have been fortunate enough not to miss any games, and haven't missed any pre-seasons ever. So the optimist in me was, in a kind of a morbid way, looking forward to a slightly different pre-season. Now it's dragged on a bit longer than I would have liked. But I actually have a sneaky suspicion this might be refreshing once I found my feet again and I'm back playing games. I actually think it might hold me in good stead, to be honest.
For Prestige Jaco, Australia's number one Jaco motorhome dealer, speaking with injured cat Zach Tuohy. Here's Sean Higgins on Carrick Footy.
Zach, obviously haven't been out there, like you said, for most of the pre-season, but interested to get your thoughts on the kicking rule. And I know, one, playing against someone like you, you could take full advantage of that. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, this is one of the rules that, when it was suggested, it immediately made sense to me for what the AFL has been trying to achieve. There's been rules pitched that haven't really hit my ear as though they would work. This one made sense, and what people probably won't appreciate is that, yes, you'll get some extra yardage, but it's going to force teams to defend the widest part of the ground. So, you know, a drop punt you can kick to the centre circle now with this rule, which means you're going to have to defend the entire width of the centre of the oval. So it made sense to me for what the AFL was trying to achieve.
How long before you actually knew the rules, Zach, of AFL footy? How long did it take you?
Well, some would say I'm not totally across them. Well, I knew a couple of years before I came to Australia I was going to come, so I watched it pretty much religiously for 2 years, so I was pretty well across it by the time I got here.
Can I follow up what you said before about it might freshen you up having time away? Why is that? Were you just thinking that your body might need a rest, or was it mentally you needed just to have a break, or is it just to do something different?
Now, look, like, obviously, if I was given the choice, clearly I would have picked to stay training, full training. Maybe it's just the optimist in me, but it is 10 years in, and like, not that this is a bad thing, but I haven't missed any footy. I've never had time away. I've never not trained 3 days a week. So, I actually thought 10 years in, my body is starting to get a bit sore, which I never used to get. Maybe not doing a full preseason might actually refresh me and rejuvenate me now. I would have liked to have been back training still 2 months ago, but this might just be the optimist in me.
Zach, have you taken on other roles in terms of mentoring youngsters or working with the defensive unit just so you can, I suppose, stay as much involved as you possibly can?
Yeah, well, I've been lucky. Mark O'Connor obviously came over a couple of years ago, the same year I came, so I've been able to work with him, and Stefan is now here as well. So I'm particularly kind of excited about what those two might be able to do. Stefan has been really fun to work with this preseason, and because I haven't been training, it's meant I've been able to watch a lot of training and speak to the coaches about what it is he needs specifically himself. So yeah, I've spent a bit of time with him and Clarkey and guys like that.
I understand the accent of Stefan is very, very thick.
Well, it's not
to your ear probably, but
no, it's lovely to me. I think it's charming. Yeah, it'll die off in a few years like mine did.
Jack, I have to bring this up, but I spoke to you last year and you said you'd invested in a blow dry parlors. How are they going?
Yeah, tell people it's a tattoo parlor or something. It makes it sound cooler. It's going well. Yeah, it was a business back home set up by my brother-in-law. I don't know exactly the ins and outs of it, but yeah, I was just dollar signs to him.
What's your Guinness limit a week, Zach?
This is taking a turn. I tell you what, I'm due for one because the preseason has been a bit of a battle.
It's only 10 days till St. Patrick's Day.
I know. That's a license. That's a free run ad. Yeah, no Guinness for me.
So what? You've got a bit of character, a bit of charisma. What blows your hair back? What did you do over the summer that our listeners might be interested? Did you do anything outlandish? Did you?
Not particularly. We have an annual New Zealand trip we go on. So that was kind of immediately from BNF onto playing at like 5 o'clock the next morning to New Zealand for 4 or 5 days.
No sleep.
No sleep. Sleeps for the week. And then it was back to Ireland for a few months. So it was thoroughly boring off-season, but it was nice to get back, but nothing too exciting.
Is going home a little bit like leaving Geelong? You can leave Geelong and return 25 years later and absolutely nothing has happened.
100%,
not one thing.
Yeah.
Is returning home exactly the
same?
Yeah,
I've made this point to Stefan and Mark, who will, you know, are kind of going through the early homesickness. I was always keen to get home every year. Until about 6 years in, I realised nothing had changed from the day I'd left to that point. So it is nice to get home, but 2 weeks would do me.
Sorry to get serious again, but just what do you actually, I know he's touched on your knee injury and you might be coming back round one, round two, round three. What do you actually need to do from here on to get back?
Well, like I said, the change of direction is the thing that comes last from this injury. And that's what I'm doing, and I'm doing a pretty intense change of direction. But I need to be able to do that. Well, I need to be able to do that for 2 hours, and it also has to be unpredictable. So it's one thing doing squares when you know when you're going to turn. It's another thing to ask a player coming off an injury to dodge a tackle when you don't know what way he's going to go. From here, I need to condition the legs. I need to play footy, and I'm not ready to play footy today. I wasn't ready to play VFL today, and I'm probably not going to be ready to play VFL next week. So it would have been a huge ask to get ready for round one from there. So it's just games and training.
And Zach, you've obviously seen the pre-season from slightly different goggles than the ones you used to this pre-season. Who's taken your eye of the players perhaps that listeners don't know a whole lot about? Who do you feel's really improved over the summer?
Yeah, I'm sure you've talked about him already. Clarkey's surprised me a lot. I think he's going to play very early. He looks like he's good to go. Luke Dalhouse, obviously these guys have been around for a bit, but Luke Dalhouse and Gary Rowan are exactly the two types of player we needed. I think they're going to make a huge difference to us. We were lacking a bit of consistency with our small half forwards last year. Obviously the ones we had a lot of injuries, but between those three, I think they'll probably play more footy than not this year.
You signed a 3-year deal to come here. This is the third year of that. You signed a 4. Oh, thanks for confirming that. Molly said 3. Did you add another year on? It was always 4.
It was always 4.
Okay, well, you're not out of contract then. We look forward to seeing you in 2020 as well. Fantastic.
Were you about to imply that I might be finished?
No, I was just going to ask.
What he said just before you came on.
That's what it sounded like.
I think he's pretty much done.
Your 3-year contract coming up, so you're finished.
You and I know each other well enough, but that was not the point. Let's move on from that then. How's your golf?
Yeah, nah, terrible. I mean, look, I'd like to play footy. Footy's cool, but I'm desperate to play golf. And I haven't been able to play since this stupid knee happened. Yep. So my priority is golf, and then if footy comes off the back of that, that's fine.
Zach, a lot's made of consecutive games record, and your run. It's a pretty amazing effort, 138 games. How many of those do you reckon you've had to fight to actually play the next week, given your injury and so on?
Yeah, there's been a few. I've come close a few times. I mean, I'm sure Sean can vouch for this. There's not many players play any games 100% fit. I mean, people definitely aren't aware of the types of injuries that players carry into games. It's part of the reason I get so frustrated with some of the criticism that can be levelled at players, and particularly the big-name guys. It would be easy, not that he is, but it would be easy said to Joel, well, that's 2 weeks now where you've played subpar. Joel's also could be carrying, you know, any kind of injury, and he's just willing himself onto the field because he knows how much we need him. Yeah, I couldn't put a number on it, but a lot.
Zach, talk to us about just, I suppose, the setup with the 6-6-6. It's going to ask a lot of defenders to be more one-on-one. You don't mind that. Is it going to make some guys have to, I suppose, think about the way they play their footy as opposed to the way they previously played it?
Yeah, it will. It's going to put a premium on really good contested players. So, ironically, the game might be more open than it's ever been, but it'll also be more hotly contested one-on-one than it's ever been. So, yeah, it will. And the guys who don't want to defend will get found out pretty quick with this system, I reckon.
Given Kingy's just sort of retired you there,
You
might be able to get a game streak going in the VFL.
I don't know if he thinks I'm good enough to play a VFL even. Oh, so.
Don't you bloke start. I'll ask an innocent question off my notes that obviously were incorrect. You've corrected me and you've got another year to go. This is fantastic. Player Leadership Group will be announced tomorrow night, and I'm not going to ask you whether you're in it because it's an exclusive announcement at the club's season launch, but I'll be... I'll bet London to a brick that Joel Selwood will be captain for another season. But big night tomorrow night, and I suppose from here the countdown really begins, doesn't it, for the club? You get the second JLT out of the way. Let's get into it.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things, pre-season always seems like it goes forever when you're doing it, and then when it's finished you can't believe it's game time already. Yeah, exciting. Tomorrow the leadership group will be announced. We're fortunate to have a lot of guys who would have been contending for spots in the leadership group. And yeah, it's just right now, it's just kind of bring on round one.
Mark O'Connor has had a great pre-season by all reports. Is he ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to play a lot of footy this year. You can't guarantee anything with any player, really, and he's still only 3 or 4 years into his career, but he's going to play a lot of footy.
Is he still holding his nickname adopted to him by Tom Lonergan?
Merrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Merrick, because nobody could understand Mark. Apparently we say it funny. I don't know.
And you're still holding on to Reg?
Big Reg, yeah.
Yep. And I believe Gary Rowan's been handed over, according to Pete Ryan.
I'm not sure how it counts. Could be self-proclaimed. He was given out, he didn't have a nickname, and then all of a sudden Chucky came about, so I'm not sure.
Because you couldn't have two Gazzes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, is it Stark? Is it Chuck
Stark?
Yeah,
it has, yeah. So, well, Scotty started calling him it in team meetings, and I mean, that's
okay.
as high up as it's going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to see you here, Zach, although we'd wish to see you out there. And fantastic to know that you signed until the end of 2020, which is a magnificent thing that you're able to correct me on. And we can't wait to see you out there in the season. We're really looking forward to you racking up those Supercoach points, knowing that you no longer have to kick it to yourself coming out from full back.
Easy.
And conservatively, how many times have you watched yourself kick the goal after the siren?
The goal? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. I wish people would stop bringing it up. I'm just a regular guy. It's gotten a fair run out.
I reckon you watch it tonight when you get home.
I have it on my phone. What are you talking about?
Zach, great to catch up with you, and look forward to seeing you hopefully round one, if not early in the season.
Cheers. Thanks.
Good on you, Zach.
Zach, joining us. Thanks to Prestige Joe Kirby. We're before the bounce for the Ponds and Norlane Hotels.
The pre-game interview.